Can we have someone moving for adoption of the agenda?
Can I move Chairperson PP, the adoption
PP
of the
moves.
agenda?
Yes.
So,
Any?
Seconded, Ngwenya, Chair.
Yeah, Ngwenya seconds. Ned, thank you very much.
Second.
Let's quickly then look at the apologies. Apologies, Advocate Kundela.
Chair, I only have the apology of Dr. Goronov.
Dr. Goronov.
Chairperson, we have a standing apology of Lanzmann.
Lanzmann, yes, no, thanks. That's useful, yeah. Any other apology from anyone? thank you very much. We will then proceed to the minutes. We'll start with the correction, and then look at adoption thereafter. Correction, page one of the minutes. Page one, any corrections? No. I don't see any hand. So we'll proceed to page two. Any corrections on page two of the minutes? Apologies, opening, attendance, agenda, consideration of the minutes, matters arising, consideration of the draft parliamentary program. No. Page three. Any corrections on page three? None. Page four. Report on select committee business and report on legislation before the NCOP. No corrections on page four, page five. The four international agreements, the parliamentary legislative program. No corrections. Last page, page six. Correction and tagging. Closure. And the corrections? None. So there being no correction. Can we have someone move on adoption of the of these minutes as a true record of what transpired at our meeting?
PP moves, Chairperson,
PP
for the
moves.
Adoption of the agenda.
PP moves. Second.
And Mama Rakhane second, Honorable Chairperson.
Mama Rakhane second.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So there we are. And having gone through the minutes and having adopted them, we now go to the action list. Advocate Pindela.
Thank you very much, Chair. The action list has been distributed. On the 6th of May, we had a State Capability Conference. And then from the 9th to the 13th of May, we had the provincial whip study tour to Namibia. On the 12th of May, we had questions to the deputy president. On the 17th of May, we had a sitting to consider the division of revenue Dignity Amendment Bill and Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Amendment Bill. And on the 18th, we had policy debate on vote 41. On the 19th, policy debate, vote 40. On the 24th, we had the provincial whips on site inspection. Then we had a sitting policy debate on budget votes 34 and 36. And on the 25th, we had debate on Africa Day. We had a policy debate also on budget vote 13. We also had Africa Day lecture. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. There we are.
Great, are there any comments
on methodizing the identified and the action list as reported on?
Chair, it looks like it's great progress on our part. We're starting to firm up in the implementation of our budget rules process. So the action list, as the advocate has presented, it does show consistency in terms of our program. So thanks very much for the good work.
Sorry, Chairperson, the advocate moved, but first did he report on the Women's Charter report back session that was on the 21st on Saturday in the Northwest. It was a bit fast for me.
Advocate, you want to comment on that?
My apologies, Deputy Chairperson, I shall include the review chart on the action list. My profuse apologies.
Thank you.
Okay. Noted, yes. Any other comment on the action list? Thank you very much. We will then proceed to, so we note the report and we proceed to consideration of the draft parliamentary program. Honorable Njadu.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning to Deputy Chairperson, Honorable Chief Whip, House Chairpersons, all members of the Programming Committee. Chairperson, the program as it was adopted last time, today it will have reflections on the assessment of the chamber, which if it's possible that maybe Honorable Nyam Ngwenya or the Advocate Pindela, maybe giving highlights on the assessment of the chamber, which was the visit from the whippery to the chamber.
Chair.
Nyambi, yes, Nyambi.
There's a TV at the background. I don't know whether it's a Jandu or it's any other person. There's a sound and we can't follow properly.
Can you hear me now? Am I audible now, Chair?
Yeah, let's just urge including Jandu himself, that if there's a TV background sound, then so on, that needs to be dealt with. So that indeed everyone becomes audible. Okay.
Please proceed. Audible now, Chair.
Please proceed, Chair.
Yes, I'm at a place. how is it now?
It's better.
The background.
It's better.
It's better. Okay. Okay, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Chairperson.
Labuskogne.
Good morning, everyone. Chairperson, I don't know if Honorable Najadu, if this will help him. If he goes to where his camera is and click on the little thing next to it, then it comes up and you can say choose virtual video settings. And then they will see on the left hand is background and filters, and there's one that
removes all the background sound. If you can try that. I don't know if it will help.
That's not the advice, the Honorable Lapskakhne. Let's hope that goes a long way in assisting.
Yes.
Sadhu, please proceed.
Yes, President, I will close the camera. Maybe it will be better. Yes. Jefferson, the what I was saying is that the we will have reflections on the assessment of the chambers. And also we will have a change to the plenary's budget votes. And also we will have amendments to the committees. So on the chambers, if there may be for Honorable Ngwenya or Advocate Pindela to give an update, and also Honorable Ngwenya, Honorable Nyambi will deal with the committees. Then Chairperson, on the program for today is that on the 25th of May that we are having our programming now morning. After the programming, we have a multi-party women's charter, caucus, I mean, and then we'll have a plenary in the afternoon. The plenary will deal with Vote 38 tourism and also Vote 9, planning, monitoring and evaluation, and also Vote 14, statistics, South Africa. That is on the 25th of May. Then on the 27th of May, Women's Charter report back session in Mpompo, which is Friday. Then on the 31st of May, we'll have a plenary, which is visual, budget vote 39, trade and industry, budget vote 33, human settlement. That is the 31st of May. Then on the 1st of June, we will have a plenary, vote 3, corporate governance, vote 15, traditional affairs, vote 18, health. Then on the 2nd of June, we will have a caucus in the morning. Then we'll have vote 28, police, vote 21, civilian secretariat for the police, vote 29, independent police investigative directive, which is the three votes will be debated as one debate. Then we will have vote 17, higher education. That is the 2nd of June. Then on the 3rd of June, we will have Women's Charter report back session KwaZulu-Natal. And then on the 7th of June, we'll have a plenary in the afternoon, which will be vote 2, parliament, and then vote 11, public service and administration, and then vote 12, public service commission. And then the first three votes will be one debate. On the 8th of June will be provincial whips, and then followed by a plenary, vote 5, home affairs, vote 20, women, youth, and persons with disabilities. Then on the 9th of June, we'll have another programming committee, followed by caucus. Then we'll have a plenary in the afternoon, which will be vote 10, public enterprises, vote 22, correctional services, and vote 25, justice and constitutional development. Then on the 10th of June, will be Women's Charter report back, Northern Cape. Then on the 14th of June, we'll have a consideration of reports, which will be report, consideration report of the Joint Standing Committee on Financial Management, consideration of report of Select Committee on Social Services, consideration of the report of a joint report of the ethics or and members. Then it will be followed by a debate, which is vote 18, basic education, and vote 19, social development. Then on the 15th of June, will be vote 31, employment and labor, and we'll also have a debate on Youth Day. Then on the 16th of June is Youth Day, which is a holiday. And then on Friday the 17th will be the ERRP Oversight Conference. Then on the 21st of June, we'll have a Women's Charter Report Back Eastern Cape and a Women's Charter Report Back Free State, which will be followed by a debate, which is the Provincial Week debate on the 21st of June. Then on the 22nd of June will be Provincial Whip Forum, followed by a medium-term policy implementation review. And then we'll also receive the Committee on Appropriations. We'll have a consideration draft reports on the adjustment bill, appropriations bill. Then the last day of the second term will be a programming committee in the morning, followed by a plenary in the afternoon, which will be the consideration of the second adjustment appropriations bill and also the consideration of the appropriations bill. Then on the 24th of June will be a Women's Charter Report Back, Western Cape. Then the constituency period for the second term will be the NCO, for the NCOP will be from the 27th of June to the 1st of August, which will be a prolonged constituency period for the second term. As I've said, Chairperson, any reflections as we are going to come back from the constituency period on the readiness of the chamber, updates may be given by Honorable Ngwenya or the advocate, and then that is the end of the presentation for the second term. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm done, Chair. Chairperson?
Do you want to make any comment, Judge? Any other comment?
Chairperson, good morning.
Yes, Lucas, please speak.
Chairperson, why do you sound as if you're tired of me?
No. Just that the hand was up, then it was gone, and so on. There's something wrong with the
background. But I thought to give you a chance first to comment before I raise the hand again. I want to make some proposals to change the program with regards to the program of the Deputy Chairperson and on the issue of the Women's Charter, the sectoral program. First of all, I want to request the Chief Whip that we should look into the issue of Youth Day, and that he should possibly discuss it with the Chief Whip of NA so that we can have a date for Youth Parliament or a Youth Program, because I know that he was in discussion with the youth desk of Parliament, so that we can continue with that. It's a proposal that I want to make, that we must take into account that June is Youth Month, and we will have to see what kind of program we will have to come forth with. Secondly, we are still continuing with the report back sessions. The one in Northwest was extremely successful, particularly also in the kind of cooperation that we got from the legislature and the premier's office. So we are continuing with the programs, right? The one of tomorrow is already there. We will be in Limpopo at a hybrid session. And then the 3rd of June, it will be KZN. It will be a virtual session because of the challenges that we know that are existing with infrastructure, like with road infrastructure and so on. And then the 10th of June will then not be Northern Cape, but Gauteng. And that will be a hybrid session. And then on the 21st of June will be Eastern Cape. That will be totally virtual. We know the challenges that are existing in the Eastern Cape. And then the 24th of June will be the Northern Cape. That will be a hybrid session, which the amendments that we want to propose also is that Free State, Western Cape, and Mpumalanga, the remaining three provinces, we will move to the next term. Because of the intensity of the mobilization for the sessions, we will have to move that so that we make sure that we do justice to the program that we are having. With regards to other programs that we put on the agenda or on the program for now, it is going to continue as proposed. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lucas. Any other comment?
Thanks, Chair. I'm raising a hand.
Yes, please proceed, Chief.
Thank you, Chair.
Labuskakhna will follow. Yeah.
I think we, of course, Honorable Jadwe has captured some of the points that were raised yesterday in terms of rearranging our program for making it easy to function. But there is, earlier advocate said that both the chancellors of the president and deputy president are not here, but there is information that is not verified, which will require outside this meeting, Chair, that we do have an interaction in an event what one has about the program in the upcoming week of the executive that will likely impact on the planned budget vote. We should be able to deal with it early. So I think after this meeting, I will liaise with the chair so that this matter is attended to the earliest. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you very much. The next hand there is that of Honorable Labuskakhna, to be followed by Bartlett. Let's start with Labuskakhna and then Bartlett.
Good morning. Labuskakhna. Thank you, Chair. Good morning.
Good morning. Chair,
I raised this issue in the WIPS meeting yesterday. So it's nothing new that I brought in here. I raised this issue in the previous WIPS meeting. I wrote a letter and we had a discussion yesterday in the WIPS meeting. The budget vote of planning, monitoring and evaluation as well as SA Stats has not been presented to any of the select committees. If you go and look at the allocations to the select committees, that department has not been allocated to any of the select committees. The Chief Whip had a view that some of the select committees had briefings. The matter of the, and that this is a cross-cutting department, which is the truth, that it is cross-cutting. The matter of the fact is that was not the budget vote and the strategic plan has not been presented. And therefore, I am just making this call, this meeting aware of the fact that is that vote is going to continue this afternoon. The DA will not take part in the debate. Thank you, Chair.
Can I comment, Chair?
Yeah, please proceed.
Yeah, it appears a bit clumsy because we addressed these matters yesterday and I circulated information further on. These matters were removed. So I don't understand why they reflect on the program. We can't discuss matter that we have made a decision on it. I do not know the programming technical team why they are bringing this matter. We clarified it yesterday. There was further information, and there's improvement in terms of coordination, in terms of select committees that should be attended to. Yeah, so the matter was addressed, Chair. It's safe to say that.
Honorable Labstrachan, if I may just raise the question, is it possible that whatever the grievance may be, that this matter be pursued still outside of this meeting, between yourselves and the Whip Party, or yourself and the Chief Whip?
Honorable Chairperson?
Yes, Njadu?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think the an omission in terms of the understanding of yesterday. Let's agree, Chairperson, that the matter is removed from the program for afternoon and then be taken further as you propose. And also further, Chair, is to say that the third program will be beginning to engage on it, on WIPRI and programming from the next meetings that is going to come, so that we begin to engage on the third program, third term, I mean. Thank you, Chair.
Nabuskakhn, do you want to make a comment?
Thank you, Chair. The Chief Whip said it has been settled and it has been communicated. I'm sorry I missed out on that communication, but if the Chief Whip said it's settled, then I believe so.
Okay. So, Chief Whip, can you manage it in that way?
No, it has been settled. It has been settled. And I think I appreciate that trust relationship between the Office of the Chief Whip and Mela Buskakhe. We cultivate a working relationship based on trust. Please. It has been attended to. Thanks.
Very, 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 very important. So let's move on then to Honorable Bartlett.
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. I just want to propose for the acceptance of this program what the changes, what the proposals made by the Deputy Chair.
Okay. So you're just raising it basically just to support the initiative. No, thank you very much. Can you move to, let's then note that and then move on to report on select committee business and report on legislation before select committee.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Chair. Greetings to yourself and colleagues. Let me also join and comment the trust and good working relationships between Chief Whip and Mela Buskakhne. I join you, Chair, to comment that it's something good for NCOP. Chair, committee meetings are proceeding without any notable glitches, as Honorable Njandu explained to us. When it comes to budget instrument, Chair, the 2022 Division of Revenue Bill has been referred to the Select Committee on Appropriation. It is anticipated that the bill will be finalized and considered in the coming days. The Select Committee on Appropriation is on course to finalize the Appropriation Bill, Section 75, and the Second Adjustment Appropriation 2021-22 Financial Year Bill, Section 25, on the 22nd of June 2022, with the House considering the same the next day, as correctly captured by our programming whip, Honorable Njandu. When it comes to intervention, Chair, the Select Committee on COCTA is considering a total of 12 interventions and notices of interventions. Notice of national interventions, progress reports, terminations of interventions, and closeout reports in terms of Section 139 and various subsections of the Constitution, among other things. as follows. The first one, Mfuleni Local Municipality, Gauteng, Extension of Intervention and Progress Report. The second one, Umzinyathi and Uthukela District Municipalities, Ntubatuba, Msunduzi, Richmond, Inkosi Langalibalele, Mpofana, Abacululi Local Municipalities in KZN, its progress reports. Third one is Dr. J.S. Moroka Municipality, Mpumalanga, closeout report. Fourth one is Mutu Local Municipality, KZN, it's a notice of intervention, Chair. Fifth one is the Central Karoo District Municipality in the Western Cape, Umkhanyakude District Municipality, and Amadlangeni Local Municipality, KZN, its notices of intervention. The next one is Enoch Mgijimi Local Municipality, Eastern Cape, is the notice of national intervention, Chair. When it comes to national agreements, Chair, the Select Committee on Security and Justice has four national agreements before it as follows. First one is the ratification of the agreement between the Republic of India, the Federative Republic of Brazil, and the Republic of South Africa on the IPSA Fund for the Alleviation of Poverty and Hunger, tabled in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution and the explanatory memorandum thereto. That is of 2019. The second one is the International Convention on the Suppression and Punishment of the Crime of Apartheid, adopted by the General Assembly of the United Nations on the 30th of November 1973, tabled in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. The fourth one is the accession to the Amendment Convention for the Protection, Management and Development of the Marine and Coastal Environment of the Western Indian Ocean, Nairobi Convention, in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. Then the last one is the Protocol to the Constitutive Act of the African Union relating to the Pan-African Parliament of 2014, table in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. When it comes to the Select Committee on Transport, Public Service and Administration, Public Works and Infrastructure, has two agreements before it as follows, Chair. The International Convention of the Civil Liability for Bunkers Oil Pollution Damage 2001, tabled in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. The second one is the protocol relating to amendments to Article 50, subsection A and 56 of the Convention on International Civil Aviation, tabled in terms of 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution. The Select Committee on Finance has two agreements before it as follows, Chair. Protocol amending the agreement between the government of the Republic of South Africa and the government of the state of Kuwait for the avoidance of double taxation and the prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxation on income, table in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. The last one is the Multilateral Convention to Implement Tax Treaty-Related Measures to Prevent Base Erosion and Profit Shifting, table in terms of Section 231, subsection 2 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Coming to the last part that is dealing with petitions and executive undertakings, Chair, the Select Committee on Petitions and Executive Undertakings has before it three petitions and 14 executive undertakings, all of which are at various stages of completion. The undertakings were made by the following ministers and deputy ministers at different times: Minister of Justice and Correctional Service, Minister of Police, Minister of Social Development, Minister of Transport, Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Science and Technology, Minister of Health, Minister of Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Minister of Public Enterprises, Minister of Forest, Fisheries and Environment, Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Other matters before committees: there are 8 other matters within the purview of the Select Committee as follows. Select Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, 4 matters. Select Committee on Finance, 2 matters, as explained. Select Committee on Transport, Public Service and Administration, Public Works and Infrastructure, one matter. The Select Committee and Justice, it's one matter. All other issues correctly covered by programming with Jandu. I saw table the report. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson Dademason.
Thank you very much, Honorable Nyambi. There's the report. Any comment? No, none. Let's note the report. And then proceed to item 8, report on Parliament's legislative program. Mr. Bell.
Good morning, Chairperson. Thank you for the opportunity. Just a few points that I'd like to highlight. Firstly, as you can see on the screen, the Justice Committee, Portfolio Committee, has adopted a report on the Criminal Law Forensic Procedures Amendment Bill without amendment, and it's now on the order paper of the National Assembly for second reading before it comes to the to the National Council of Provinces. Secondly, the Chairperson, under paragraph C, item 18, you might recall that last week, I think it was last week, together with the Division of Revenue Bill, the NCOP passed the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Amendment Bill and the Employment Equity Amendment Bill. The compensation bill, because of proposed amendments by the Select Committee, has now gone back to the National Assembly for concurrence. The other two are in the process of being prepared to be sent to the President for assent. I think the Employment Equity Bill will go today and the Division of Revenue not long after. Chairperson, then under paragraph C, still item 43, is a new bill introduced, South African Post Bank Limited Amendment Bill, and referred to the Portfolio Committee on Communications. I just want to, it's not my place to make corrections to the minutes, but I think owing to Ms. Labuschagne's input on the previous at the previous meeting about the sectional titles amendment bill, it was erroneously indicated as a trade bill, but I've changed it to land as is required. But I think the minutes may have it the other way around, and maybe that is something that can be addressed. Chairperson, then lastly, the Leader of Government Business submitted a list of, or a program of bills envisaged to be introduced in the next 2 years or so. My colleague, Dr. Mbata, is addressing that at the National Assembly Programming Committee this morning, and as soon as that is done, I will give you a brief overview of that as well at the next meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Any comment?
Chairperson?
Yes, Labuschagne.
Chair, thank you. Yes, I just want to get a few clarities, please. The first one is number B, the National Gambling Bill, that says it has to be referred for mediation. I just want to make sure what is the stand of this bill now, because according to the rules, and a bill that has not been referred to the mediation committee within 30 days could have been taken to the NA and could have been adopted with with a two-third of majority, but none of these things has happened to this bill. So this bill is actually lapsed. I just want some clarity on that, if not today, maybe next time. And then I just want to ask the bill protection of state information. Is that a bill that is indicated that before the NI committees, or it is a return bill, the first one, a C1. It's a return bill, and it is a justice bill. Has that bill previously, when it was in Parliament, served at the Joint Standing Committee of Intelligence as well? If Mr. Bell maybe can give us an indication on that, or is it only for the justice cluster? And then I just want to raise a general thing, and I'm glad Mr. Bell referred to that. We are now... we are not even midterm, we are closer, we are beyond the midterm, give and take a few weeks or months when the election will be declared. We have 24 months, and in a lot of these presentations from the departments on their budget and strategy, we've heard that bills are still coming. And I'm just worried that again, in the previous, that again, you know, bills will take a very long time in the NA and then will be dumped in the last sort of year or 9 months on the NCOP. And I think we have to have a strategy for that as well. Thank you.
Yes, no, thank you very much. Any other comment? Otherwise, we'll revert back to Mr. Bell. There are no broad comments. There's one issue that relates to general strategy, ensuring that the bills are managed in a particular way, and that we don't have spillover and all the typical problems that we've had in the past. The protection committee, I think, is just clarity there. National gambling, I think the question is, where are we? Any comments?
Chairperson, if I may,
yes.
As regards the National Gambling Bill, I think you know what I know. At the moment, nothing is happening there. But we're monitoring the situation closely. The issue of the Protection of State Information Bill, I think the bill, when it served before Parliament the first time, was dealt with by an ad hoc committee. I don't think the Intelligence Committee has the power to deal with legislation. If you look at page or slide 36 of the committee section report, which my colleague attaches to the report for this meeting, you'll see there, second from the top, Protection of State Information Bill. And the date on which it was returned, 9 March 2021. And the comment there is that the committee was requested not to process the bill pending consultation regarding the appropriate committee to deal with it. And then it says no response on this matter as yet. So, I mean, your guess is as good as mine, or better than mine, but if nothing is happening, that normally means that we're not sure which way to follow. What is interesting about this bill is that it's the only one that I can recall that the president has returned to Parliament twice. So this is the second time that that bill has been referred back to Parliament by the President without it being sent to. I'm not sure if that covers the questions asked, but I hope it may. Thank you.
Okay. As Honorable Lab said, some of the responses may not necessarily be meant to be made available today. Even at the next meeting, we can try and follow up on the same kind of issues. But the on the National Gambling Bill, doesn't seem like much is happening. The Protection Committee Bill, maybe we can get a better target at the next meeting. Beyond midterm, what is the plan? I'm sure something that we need to think about. Advocate Pindela and the team. Maybe we can have a few comments at the next meeting. Any other comment?
No, Chair.
No. That being the case, then I think we should move towards closing the meeting. Once again, thank you very much for being part of this meeting. Let's pursue the issues and continue working the way we're working. And hope for the best. Thank you very much. Mangwenya, it seems like what you want to speak.
Chair?
What you want to call?
No, Chair, bring to Nyava.
Okay. Thank you very much. So let's close the meeting then on that note. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Recording stopped.